Hey, this is Dr. Leung. This is Dr. Leung, an urologist in Pleasanton. The thing for patient last name is Myers, MYERS. First name is Tiffany. Date of visit is November 15, 2022. Next paragraph. A patient tells me that she was involved in a traumatic brain injury. First up, it was in 2019. Time of patient was in South Korea. First up, a patient tells me that a metal pole on a tent, fell down and hit her head. First up, instantly hit her head on the top. First up, she instantly feel confused. First up, she blacked out for a few seconds. First up, she went backwards. First up, she was seeing black. First up, patient severe headaches. First up, patient becomes confused and disoriented. First up, patient felt very dizzy. First up, she went to the hospital. That day, she was evaluated. First up, since then, next paragraph. Since then, she has significant headaches. First up, she has a lot of migraine symptoms. First up, she's depressed. First up, my patient has sensitivity to noise and sound. First up, patient has increasing forgetfulness. First up, patient would drift off very easily. First up, her speech become very slow. First up, she would stutter. First up, she has facial droopiness. First up, she has poor memory. First up, next paragraph. My patient currently is an Uber driver, U-B-E-R, Uber driver now. First up, however, she was working for the TSA. First up, she tells me that she was not able to focus on her job. First up, she's got significant forgetfulness. First up, she also have very sensitive to light and sound. First up, she was not able to do her job as the TSA staff. First up, TSA staff. First up, patient was not able to work as the TSA staff. First up, patient's difficulty to concentrate. First up, patient was not, patient was speaking slow. First up, patient was stuttering. First up, she has frequent headaches. First up, these symptoms are also affecting her driving as a Uber driver, U-B-E-R, Uber driver. First up, patient's not able to work as many hours as she likes. First up, next paragraph. It is my opinion that the patient has sustained a traumatic brain injury. First up, in 2019, time a patient was in South Korea. First up, a metal pole on a tent fell down and hit her head. First up, a patient has instant blackout. First up, a patient had to black out for a few seconds. First up, patient was confused and disoriented afterwards. First up, patient had severe headaches. First up, she was disoriented and dizzy for the rest of the day. First up, she went to hospital for an evaluation. First up, since the incident, a patient has significant headaches. Common reaction to sound and noise. First up, patient is increasing forgetfulness. First up, patient would drift off very easily. First up, patient stutter speech. First up, patient's speech is very slow. First up, patient also have a significant memory deficit. It is my opinion that she has sustained traumatic brain injury. First up, the head injury. Blacking out, confusion, disorientation, and dizziness, these are signs and symptoms for traumatic brain injury. First up, since then, she also has significant headaches, forgetfulness symptoms, reaction to light and sound. First up, next paragraph. This marks the end of the patient. Next patient. Next patient, last name is M, as in Mary, O-S-H-R-E-F. F-A-R. First name is M-O-H-A-M-M-A-I. Date of visit is November 15, 2022. Date of birth is May 24, 1952. Next paragraph, referring physician is Dr. G-H-A-R-A-G-O-Z-L-O-U. Next paragraph, chief complaint glioblastoma. Next paragraph, history of Brazilian patient is a 70-year-old male. Found chief complaint of glioblastoma. First of all, patient, a majority of the history was provided by the daughter. First up, according to the daughter, approximately 3 months ago, she had a seizure. First up, the patient was found with glioblastoma. First up, patient's been seeing oncologist. First up, patient's having radiation treatment. First up, patient had a biopsy. First up, the last seizure was 3 months ago. First up, patient's been taking Keppra 1,000 milligrams twice a day. First up, there's no seizure since then. First up, there's no significant side effects. First up, there's no surgery done. First up, patient does not have any hemiparesis. First up, however, her memory's become very poor. She has cognitive deficit. She has significant short-term and long-term memory deficit. A patient can get confused sometimes. A patient has been taking Decadron. And when he took the Decadron, he became less confused. It has been on a tapering dose. Handled by Dr. Jewel, J-E-W-E-L, who is an oncologist. Patient is currently taking 9 milligrams of Decadron a day now. Next part of a past medical history, glioblastoma. Next number history of stroke on August 7, 2022. First up, next paragraph, a patient was evaluated with John Muir Hospital in Warner Creek. Next paragraph, medication. TEMOZOLOMIDE once a day, amlodipine, dexamethasone, propranolol, mirtazapine, TAMSULOSIN, atorvastatin, metformin, Keppra, 1,000 milligrams twice a day. Thanks for allergies, no drug allergies. Thanks for social history, patients divorced. The first of patients retired. The patient quit smoking a month, 2 months ago. First of a patient does not drink alcohol. First of a patient does not use illicit drugs. Thanks for family history. There's no family history, similar medical condition. Next for a review system, patient is vision loss. First of a neurologic examination, mental site examination, patient that has significant cognitive deficits. First of a patient thinks this is 2023. First of today's actually 2022. First of he does not know the month and year. First of a patient does not know the state. First of a patient knows this is USA. First of a he does not know his date of birth. First of he knows his year of birth is 1952, but he doesn't know the month and year. First of a 100 minus 7 is 3. First up, a 0, 7 is 0 out of 5. A first up, a 5-minute short-term recall is 0 out of 3. First up, next to paragraph, cranial nerve examination, patient has a dense right homonymous hemianopia. Next one, more examination, bilateral upper extremities and lower extremities are 5 out of 5. First up, next one, impressionable one, glioblastoma. First up, a patient is satisfied brain biopsy. First up, a patient also have a radiation treatment followed by an radiation oncologist. First up, a patient's been taking prednisone for the brain swelling. First up, impression number two, seizures. First up, a patient had a seizure approximately 3 months ago. First up, a patient has been started on Keppra, 1,000 milligrams twice a day. First up, a patient hasn't had any more seizures. First up, EEG today shows there's no significant epileptiform discharges. First up, next level condition, explain to patient and the daughter of the above diagnosis. Next level, continue Keppra 1,000 milligrams twice a day. Next level, a patient has been working with an oncologist, Dr. Jewel, J-E-W-E-L, who's prescribing him Decadron. First, a patient has been on a tapering dose of Decadron. First, currently he's been taking time 9 milligrams a day. Currently, patient has a significant right homonymous hemianopia. First up, this is likely due to the glioblastoma. However, patient does not have any significant hemiparesis. He does have significant cognitive and memory deficits. That is likely due to the glioblastoma. I will follow up with the patient on December 12, 2022. Explain to the daughter if she developed any other symptoms, and someone let me know immediately. First time, next row, this marks a denotation.